about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Apparently, there are some issues with fertility in Taiwan, such that I'm getting a report that a government official is calling on pregnant women to donate their unused tampons to women having trouble with fertility because it is a good luck charm, I guess. You know, when you're pregnant, you don't need tampons. So unused, we're talking about unused tampons to be donated to women having trouble getting pregnant. And they claim this works. But, you know, you thought our government is getting involved and sticking their nose where they shouldn't. Okay, then we got a this year's ratings of the top 10 hospitals by U.S. News and World Report. And we're going to review that. I also want to discuss the obesity gene that has been discovered and how can you take that gene and just get rid of it for good, because I am tired of having an obesity gene in my family. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you have been on the line. We were talking about one of the first jurors to speak out, juror known as B-37. We have been discussing this in the last segment of the show. Some of the things that she revealed about the jury, where three of the six jurors had wanted originally before they deliberated, George Zimmerman acquitted, two brought up on manslaughter, one second-degree murder. Then they deliberated, and they had concluded at the end there wasn't enough that they could substantiate the murder charge. She had said, although you don't see this in a lot of news reports, the juror had said, you know, that they wanted to still give him something, but there wasn't enough to qualify for manslaughter or second-degree murder, which is why you'll see these news outlets, you know, bring up with George Zimmerman how, you know, just because he was acquitted doesn't mean he's innocent. Okay, we keep thinking innocent is the opposite of guilty. They just couldn't find him guilty of those particular charges. So the juror's interview with Anderson Cooper was a pretty interesting one. She wanted her identity still anonymous, still concealed, and she had landed, as of yesterday, a book deal, but then as of today, lost her book deal when the literary agency, I guess Martin Literary Agency, I'm trying to remember the name, had, I believe, gotten a lot of, I guess, bad publicity. Charlene Martin of Martin Literary Management. And so I guess she had rescinded the offer for a book deal. Jurors said that's actually fine. She's not going to, she's changed her mind about the book. Kind of, you know, it's interesting. We've all assumed that if you are a juror of a case like this, you basically hit the mother load because you get to write a book, you get to do interviews, etc. I never saw it as that. I saw it as whoever was going to be a juror on this case, no matter what they decided, they're going to always be fearful of public opinion or stalkers or somebody that's angry with the verdict, no matter which way the verdict went. And so I don't know how happy these jurors were to be on this particular jury. I mean, unfortunately, you want there to be some incentive, okay? Many people just don't get doing their civil service, right? And you know, doing their duty as an American. And one of our duties is to sit on a jury when asked, okay? Another one of our duties is to pay taxes, but half the country isn't doing that. So, people try to get out of jury duty all the time. We've talked about jury duty. We've talked about people trying to get out of jury duty and what medical excuses people have used and why that doesn't work or why it does work, et cetera. But, you know, one of the incentives to be in a case like this that could go on for weeks and could possibly, you know, put your families and your life at risk if anybody finds out your identity is the compensatory probabilities. Not that I'm saying that's right, but that's just been the way it is. So I don't think there was any difficulty in there being volunteers for this particular case. I think the lawyers had plenty of people to choose from because people wanted this. And that's such a reason. Just this is a kind of a twist of things where the actual literary agent company could actually get so much bad press and be inundated with such horrible emails and notes and tweets that they said, you know what, I'm not getting involved with this. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dahlia. I wanted to make a comment on the Zimmerman case. There was no witnesses who saw Zimmerman shoot Trayvon. So if there was no witnesses, we don't even know whether Trayvon shot himself in a struggle. That's number one. Number two, the only way we know that Zimmerman was convicted of circumstantial evidence because it was Zimmerman's gun and it was Zimmerman's ammunition which caused the death of Trayvon. Now, since there was no witnesses, we also don't know whether or not there was a scuffle or some type of scrimmage going on between Zimmerman and Trayvon. There was no witnesses there to even testify that they saw a scuffling match between the two. Now, we don't also, because Trayvon don't have the money, he was not able to do like O.J. Simpson, where he was not able to afford his own forensics investigators to find out whether how far away Zimmerman was when he shot Trayvon or any of the evidence to show whether or not they were in a scuffling match. Zimmerman was not arrested that same day, so within that 6 weeks that he had off, we don't know how he developed those injuries that he did, because if someone is smashing their head against the concrete, you would have injuries in the back, the bottom back of your head.
But not always. All right, we'll talk about that when we get back. But I appreciate your call. Okay, we'll be right back. We gotta have to go to heartbreak. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, before we move on to more news and away from the subject of the juror who had an interview with Anderson Cooper this week, I just want to answer the last caller's questions. He had brought up a couple questions about how we don't know when, if George Zimmerman actually sustained injuries from the fight or not. From what we understand, those photos of his bloody nose and the abrasions of the head were actually taken by the police. I don't think those pictures were home pictures. From what I understand, those were pictures of George Zimmerman the night of the altercation. I think they you were right, he hadn't been arrested officially, but they had brought him in handcuffs and they took pictures of his injuries, which is why there's active blood. Those pictures should not have been done a day later, 3-4 days later. No, they were taken there with him actively bleeding. In terms of the scrapes on the back of the head, if somebody incurs head trauma, we talked about that. People that could get subdural hematomas, head trauma, your football players, they don't necessarily get scratches. So you could have a concussion, you could have severe head trauma without ever having an actual abrasion on the scalp. But you are right, there were no witnesses that actually were eyewitnesses that we would have, you know, hoped to have. That was definitely lacking. And I know, you know, this juror wanted to put her story in writing. And, I mean, a book deal is very lucrative. I'm sure these jurors, some of them were, you know, contemplating, you know, being able to make their story. But, what's happened in the last couple days in the 48 hours is the backlash over the ruling has been so bad that, in fact, there was a Hispanic man that was beat up. And the assailants had said this is for Trayvon, just a random Hispanic man. So we, this isn't over yet. And it shows you how powerful the media is, how powerful public outcry is. I mean, that's one of the things that makes this country great. But what disappoints me in this country is when you hear stories of the news outlets cutting and pasting the 911 tape to make it look racial when it wasn't, and propagation of inaccurate details of the case that sent fuel to the fire of this. And that I think was very ill handled by the news outlets. And I mean, this is one big mess, an absolute mess. And people always say, well, what good is going to come out of this? You know, there's got to be some good that comes out of this. I mean, I always think there's some good that comes out of anything bad. You know, for example, you have a family member that unfortunately succumbs to cancer and dies. What could possibly be good out of that? Well, family members get checked. Some family members get a little bit more proactive about their health, maybe find things that wouldn't have been found. So there's a silver lining. I just think it's the way nature or God makes bad things handleable. Okay, so we all don't crack. But the any good that might have come out of the Trayvon Martin case is number one, it makes us very, very aware that there are people out there that do have CCWs and guns, and that if you do get into an altercation with them, you know, you could be a victim of a shooting. Okay, if they think their life is in jeopardy. It also teaches, you know, people, look, you know, if you're going to hop over a gated community to cut across the rain, that could pose as a danger. You know, I mean, I was always taught that if you're walking home, you know, be in well-lit areas, be where other people could see you. Maybe it's because I'm a girl. Maybe it'll teach people to be more aware that, they could be looked upon as suspicious based on them being where they are. Like I told you a couple days ago, there was somebody in our neighborhood looking around at the houses that didn't appear to live there, didn't appear to be a neighbor. So we kind of got up close to get a description of the person. We weren't profiling, all right, but we got a description so we could tell security. And, I think a good to this is maybe we could come up with some guidelines for neighborhood watches. And I think we should have neighborhood watch. I think there should be not any deputizing of anybody by any means. That's what our police force is for. But Neighborhood Watch has served for decades as an adjunct, as an adjunct to crime prevention. We just have to, know when we're taking it too far. All right, you know, try to get a description of somebody and following them so then when the police come, you know exactly where they went to because you think they're going to jump fences and be out of view. How do you do that without later yourself allegedly getting jumped? All right, and then, like I said, cameras. Okay, maybe start having, if you are going to be a neighborhood watch and you are going to be doing some sort of patrol, because mind you, a lot of people can't afford security in their neighborhoods. That's why you have neighborhood watch. Okay, security in neighborhoods shouldn't only be a wealthy person's option. It should be available for all of us, no matter where we live. Okay, I don't have a guard at our gate. We don't have a guard. We do have some roving security for what we all could afford, but you can't just rely on that. Okay, you know, it takes neighbors to be smart, you know, and aware. But maybe we need some guidelines. You know, if police want to know what the person looks like, if police wants to know where that person is going, at what point are you considered following, or at what point are you considered getting the proper description? And this was a horrible case. We have a person who died in this. We have another person who had been tried, even though acquitted, after a, the world hates this man. And he and his family will always be at risk. And like I said, we have a loss of a life, and it's just a horrible case all around. Okay, let's look at the top hospitals. The top hospitals that, according to U.S. News and Reports, I guess John Hopkins is not at the top hospital list after being there 21 years in a row. I believe Massachusetts General. That's interesting. I thought John Hopkins was still number one. Well, according to my list here, I apologize, according to my list here from CNN, they say the top hospitals are number one at John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, number two, Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, number three, Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, number four, Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, number five, UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. Woohoo! I just am training at UCLA. Bravo. Number six, in terms of U.S. News and Reports annual best hospitals, Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Number seven was a tie, New York Presbyterian University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell, New York, and UCSF Medical Center in San Francisco. I almost did my residency at UCSF. Number nine, Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And number 10, UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pennsylvania. They say Northwestern Memorial Hospital made the biggest jump on the list, rising six spaces to number 12. I almost sound like Rick Dees of the Weekly Top 40, huh? And then Barnes Jewish Hospital, Washington University in St. Louis had the largest loss, dropping nine spots. Cedars of Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles. I was born in its predecessor, Cedars of Lebanon. And Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia made the honor roll list for the first time. Honor roll list. Good job. All right. What makes a hospital good? A variety of factors. Okay. Probably cardiology and heart surgery and neurosurgery and neurology and orthopedics and certain rankings on cancer treatment. You know, like, for example, University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center didn't make the honor roll, yet it is considered number one for cancer treatment. But basically, when they look at hospitals, it's like an all around. So, bravo. I guess they also look at not only 16 specialties from cancer to surgery, but also rehabilitation. And if a hospital is considered one of the best in at least six of the specialties, then it earns a spot on the honor roll list. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I've had some of you write me saying, you know, oh, I live in Northern California and I need to go to the hospital and or my husband's at this hospital. What's it ranked? What do you think of this particular hospital? I'm in Oregon, et cetera. Here's the thing. I have seen phenomenal hospitals where I practiced, even though they weren't considered the quote-unquote top 10 or top 100, et cetera. All right, we have phenomenal hospitals. And what makes a phenomenal hospital is the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the cleanliness. All right, some people rate hospitals based on if they have a private room. But, you know, many people rate the hospital based on if they had a better outcome. And I think that's important, too. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lord have mercy, I guess a nearly 14-pound baby was born in a rural Pennsylvania hospital. I guess Little Addison Gale, weighed 13 pounds, 12 ounces, measured 25 inches long. Mark and Michelle Cessna did not expect the baby to be born or be the size of a Cessna. No, I'm joking. 13 pounds, you know, babies get to be 13 pounds anyway. Okay, I mean, remember, they're newborn, you know, they're 6 pounds, maybe 5 pounds as a newborn, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, some of them 9 pounds full term. All of a sudden, overnight, they become 13 pounds anyway. So, but whoo, giving birth to that puppy. They said they don't keep official records of the largest baby ever birthed at the facility, but they think this is the largest baby that they could recall. It's, I guess, rural valley, 40 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. They said they believe the baby would be above average, and by ultrasound, it was measured to be about 11 pounds. She was delivered by C-section. Oh, whoo, yeah, can you imagine? 13 pounds, although, you know, big babies have been delivered vaginally. She has two other brothers. Good. You know, if you're going to be growing up with two other brothers, you better be big. Now, these babies born big doesn't mean they're going to be big. No, it doesn't. You know, Increased birth weight, yes, could put you at risk for diabetes. Okay? And it could put you at risk for obesity, but not always. Okay? I mean, my brother was, I guess, 10 pounds, 5 ounces, the biggest out of all of the kids. And, he was a little chubby at first, but that's because my parents gave birth to him when they were already into their 40s. And so my mom was my age, 42 years old, when she gave birth to my brother. And so, yeah, they baby him. When we were little, I mean, we had to flee when our parents got mad. I mean, we would work up a sweat trying to figure out how to not to get in trouble. My youngest brother, he had it easy. My parents were older, you know, so he was babied. He didn't get, you know, into 1/1000th the trouble that we did. And, you know, video games were more rampant. And so, you know, yeah, he gained a little weight, but then he got skinny, and he's very skinny now. So, but he is kind of tall. I do have to give him that. He is tall, and I think he's taller than my other brother. But my other brother could kick anybody's butt, so I hope my younger brother doesn't try anything. Now, even though I am not the oldest, I'm the second oldest, I always pretend to be the youngest out of all of them. Why? Because I could get away with it. I really can. Okay, I think I do look younger than all my siblings, so I try to milk that for all I got. Why not? Why shouldn't I? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is a very interesting story. Doctors, or researchers, I should say, are going to be trying out Viagra on pregnant women. Now, no, it's not to make them horny. No, no. You know, sometimes pregnant women can actually, sometimes pregnant women actually do have an increase in sex drive. They do. When a pregnant woman's sex drive, I think, drops, is more in the third trimester because, obviously, you know, you got the uterus kind of weighing down, the baby starts to turn, and now the head is kind of down there, and you're very aware. Also, it's very difficult to have sex with a third party involved. I know some of you would disagree, you and your menage a trois, but as far as I'm concerned, when the baby starts to kind of kick and move, and you're feeling it, very hard to kind of get lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm. And so, you're very, very nervous, right, about a baby coming out that orifice, that you don't want anything to do with that orifice, right, until the big day, right? But that's not why they're giving pregnant women Viagra. They think that the Viagra can actually boost survival in babies who are not growing properly in the womb, at risk for stillborn or at risk for preterm labor. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to give 120 women carrying low-growth babies. This is what I was going through with my kids. My kids, I had a placental insufficiency, so the kids stopped growing. So I could have probably benefited from some Viagra if this is proven to work. But I just gave birth early to one of them, and the other one we gave birth, and he came out really skinny. Still good. I mean, they're both doing well. Knock on wood, thank God. But, boy, did they give me some lip. Anyway, more than 120 women carrying extremely low-growth babies will be given regular doses of Viagra during their pregnancy. Then the results will be compared with those from a similar group of women who are given a placebo or, you know, an identical dummy-looking tablet. Now, the trial has been set up, I guess, in, There was a previous study in the UK back in 1998 where, so we're talking 15 years ago, that said Viagra could help babies thrive in the womb by boosting blood supply to the placenta. They say 600 babies a year in the UK. I believe the number's about 1,200-1,500 in the United States. I got to double check. Are stillborn because of preeclampsia or a variety of other issues where the placenta cannot deliver what it needs to the baby. I had placental insufficiency. I never had preeclampsia, and the baby just was babies were growing after a while. But they said during tests, fetal deaths had dropped sharply when they gave this to pregnant mice. The drug relaxes the muscles and the artery walls. No, we're not talking about horniness. This has nothing to do with sex. And gave more nutrient-rich blood to the baby. So the scientists in New Zealand and Australia are going to be recruiting pregnant women for the first time to do this. Now, I know some people are like, how are you going to get 120 volunteers? Well, remember, these aren't women having normal pregnancies. These are women who are having pregnancies where they're a little bit worried about the loss of growth or the baby isn't growing as well. At that point, there's more benefit than risk from what we understand. But again, this is, you know, I'm biting my nails on this one big time. All right. Now, remember, the reason why Viagra came into play is because they were studying the drug for pulmonary arterial hypertension or pulmonary hypertension. So the pulmonary artery that carries blood from the right side of the heart to the small arteries of the lungs so it could get oxygenated can have high blood pressure. And this pulmonary hypertension could be pretty dangerous. So they had treated these patients with Viagra and found that it worked. But incidentally, they also found that it helped the erection department. And like any good company would do, you capitalize on it. And now we have Viagra. I have told you time and time again that I think Viagra is an absolute lifesaver. Not because I think it particularly helps the person who's taking it in terms of blood flow, but because it gets people into the doctor's office. All right? People who would have never gone to the doctor all of a sudden come in for Viagra, and the doctor goes, wait a second, let me check your heart first. And we have found thousands upon thousands of people who could have been at risk for a heart attack, but we checked their heart first before we gave them the Viagra that initially prompted them to come in. We were able to get them treatment, etc. Then the heart doctor says, you're clear. He goes, but Dahlia won't give me Viagra until you say I can have Viagra. They go, go have Viagra. Now, remember, we talked about usually after heart surgery, you could have sex. You know, many heart doctors will let you have sex a few weeks after heart surgery. So we really want quality of life. It is important to us doctors, absolutely. Because if our patients have sex, they're happy. A happy patient pays their copay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DAL. Oh, it's a happy patient is a healthy patient. Okay, I thought it was a happy patient pays their copay. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, USA Today is reporting a huge growth in standalone emergency rooms. These are little teensy-weensy emergency rooms that are not attached to a hospital, and it allows speedier care. It's not an urgent care. It's an ER. Let's talk about those when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America, laboratory grade, and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials today, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who makes this show possible. Okay, so we got a couple stories we need to talk about. Apparently, Medicaid is going to be, if not already, a real pain in the side for people on narcotic medications or possibly have addictions to pain pills, as it's getting harder and harder to get medications on Medicaid. They say painkiller addicts are actually hitting Medicaid limits, according to USA Today. And, you know, they had quoted Mark Publicker, a doctor in Portland, Maine. He practices addiction medicine, and he says you wouldn't deprive a diabetic of insulin. You wouldn't stop giving hypertensive drugs to a patient with high blood pressure, right? You wouldn't hold back a statin medication for somebody with cholesterol. Yet his patients are facing severe limitations on the amount and duration of medicines they could take to fight their addictions to pain pills. Now, this is what I had predicted and we had talked about years ago before Obamacare started going into play. I had said that expect rationing on all levels, okay? Which means if there's a medication that you don't think you could live without, start planning ahead of time, either trying to get off the medication, right, or be on a medication such that if you can't get it every day, you're still able to live, so to speak, all right, and you wouldn't go through withdrawal, et cetera, or talk to your doctor about a plan. Well, from what we are finding out, many private insurance companies and state Medicaid agencies have sharp limitations on access to medications used in the treatment of the addiction to pain, to prescription painkillers such as opioids. They see a report commissioned by the American Society of Addiction Medicine found that Medicaid agencies in just 28 states cover all three of medications that the Food and Drug Administration has approved for opioid addiction treatment, but only 28 states. What about the others? So, you know, so there's like, shall we say there's like, you have restrictions on getting them. Doctors have to do the prior authorization or the reauthorization. There could be lifetime limitations. It could be tapering of dose strengths, etc. And this was a study done by Substance Abuse Research Group, Avisa Group. Now, you know, this is a question I'm posing to you all. And I think a question that we may not be able to answer. All right. Should public money, all right, be used in this day and age with our healthcare crisis for opioid addiction and to help people get their opiates? Okay. Is opioid addiction an honest to God illness that needs to be treated? These people can't be left in the lurch. Or if somebody became dependent on a pain medicine, is it not the rest of our country's responsibility? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Opioid addiction, alcohol addiction, smoking addiction, food addiction, these are all real illnesses, and these are all things that I think have a right to be treated. Okay, if somebody has diabetes, if somebody has an overeating disorder, if somebody has chronic pain, yes, I think they all deserve to be treated. All right, I mean, especially our vets, you know, people coming back with amputations, etc. Give them what they need, for crying out loud. But this is why socialized medicine may not work in America, because many people are not going to want their tax dollars, especially since their insurance is starting to go to crap, go to pot, going to people that aren't having quote-unquote life-threatening diseases, or what some people feel is self-inflicted. Now, I can't stand when I see the term self-inflicted, because I'm seeing this term self-inflicted be thrown around regarding people who have obesity issues. There was somebody the other day that said, look, obesity is self-inflicted. No, it's not. Obesity is not always self-inflicted. Any of you that were athletes in high school and college and then couldn't keep that exercise up because of a bum knee or having had a concussion or you had to, you know, work two jobs, etc. All right, self-inflicted to me means like self-inflicted gunshot wound. You want to kill yourself, you put a gun to your head, it's self-inflicted. You did that to yourself intending harm. But people that get obese, many of them know they're not doing it to harm themselves. Sometimes it happens. Yes, there's things people should control. They should maybe avoid the sodas and the cookies and the cakes and the pastries. But a lot of my obese patients aren't soda drinkers, aren't cookie eaters, cake eaters, etc. So, you know, when somebody says, well, if someone's addicted to opioids, well, it's self-inflicted. Well, you know, what if they were in a car accident? You know, what if they had a football injury? What if they, you know, many of my athletes, I really have a soft spot for my athletes because they, and I'm not talking about, you know, the multi-million dollar contract athletes. We're talking about people who are athletic in school, athletic in college, played for a team, kept active like we were supposed to. We were taught in the 80s, no pain, no gain. That's what we did. Or Nike's, what was Nike's? It wasn't Go For It. I forget the Nike logo. But anyway, all right, so me too. I mean, I really ruined a lot of my joints doing the athletic activities that I did. And so, well then, Dolly, it's self-inflicted. If you later need a knee replacement, that's self-inflicted. Well, is it? So, are we going to pick and choose where taxpaying dollars go? And is it fair for other people to pay higher premiums because Medicaid is having trouble paying for opioids for people addicted to painkillers? Like I said, the 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, not an easy answer to this. Now, of course, insurance premiums are going to rise because they have to cover for people not paying. Okay, private insurance companies, of course, are going through the roof. This story we're going to be covering in the next hour, these standalone emergency rooms, I guess there's over 400 now in the United States. They're not urgent cares. They're actually ERs, like an 8-bed ER, maybe a 10-bed ER. So there's an ER doctor. It's funny, I worked at an urgent care in Bullhead City, which was very similar to an ER setting. There was no hospital attached. We would send the patients to nearby hospitals, but it was basically like a mini ER, okay? It wasn't like an urgent care with some scrapes and coughs and colds. I was dealing with fractures and people in labor and heart attacks, just like I was at Lake Havasu ER. And so people like it. Well, great. You know, they're located near shopping centers. People get to come in, use their private insurance. Yeah, they may have a $50 or $100 copay, but they get in and out, and they don't have to wait in these longer ERs. Problem is, the insurance company gets charged as if it's an ER attached to a hospital. So whether it's a standalone ER or an ER attached to a hospital, insurance gets charged. What is insurance going to do? They're going to up their rates. So we're starting to see a consumer demand for let me get in and out quickly. There's going to be less access to doctors. So people are going to want to get in and out. There's going to be overcrowding of ERs as Obamacare allows Medicaid expansion. I'm not saying Obamacare is granting 30 million people insurance because I don't see that happening. But Medicaid will be expanded, so more people will have money to go to the ER. And go to doctors that take Medicaid, etc. But the big demand now will be these clinics where you can get in and out. But if insurance doesn't want to pay those types of prices, they're going to crank up the rates. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear what you have to think. We'll be right back.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.